Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better.
Hello and good evening. I am Ava and you're listening to WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5 FM. And yes, I am Ava on air if you have not recollected that from the past few times I've been here, you know? It's kind of fun. I thought I'd start off tonight with a little Hey Jude by the Beatles, as my mother requested I play more quote-unquote old music. So I thought I'd start off strong with one of the classics. It's an excellent song, and I just teased it a little bit. You know, I didn't play the whole thing. I played approximately half of it because it is 7 minutes long. And, you know, we've got some other music to play. We got to keep it fresh. We got to keep it going. We can't do everything. We can't have the world. And what's pretty funny is that currently I am sitting here and doing some multitasking, and I am editing an article that I am writing for my creative writing journalism class about, well, to start off, I wrote it off a lot earlier in the semester, and I talked about how, first of all, it is WMFO's 50th birthday. Pretty exciting, pretty fun. It's the 50th anniversary of being WMFO. The studio's been around for longer, but yada, yada, yada. WMFO, 50th birthday. And also, I was talking about how all shows were moved to remote. So, little did we know that I'd be here a month to the day after I turned it in, writing in the studio, not remote. So that was a little convoluted, a little confusing, but it's pretty funny and it's pretty ironic how I'm past tense writing about how something that's not happening is not happening anymore. So, you know, kind of fun. thought I'd lead in with that little anecdote. Love to start off the night with an anecdote. And next, I'm going to be playing a song called Here's to the Prom Queen by Peter McPoland. And he is an artist that I found on TikTok. And he has a very interesting voice, very interesting sound. And he's kind of retro, kind of throwback. And I think his voice sounds a lot like you would hear on a Beatles track, which is pretty interesting, just from that era. So I think it's a good transition between that and a lot of the more modern pop music I'll be playing throughout the hour. And of course, you'll be getting some requests of old music in there from my parents and from Aaliyah alike. So I'm excited for the hour, and I hope you are too.
Honeymoon and graduation's coming soon. Congratulations to the bride and groom. Kiss oh so quietly.
Already know, oh.
figured it out. I think I figured you out.
You only want me for my body. You only want me for my body. My body. You only want me for my body. One hand on my thigh, and I close my eyes. Give me something to dance to. To cry to,
and I already know I figured it out. I think I figured you out.
You only want me for my body. You only want me for my body.
I'm back, and I am here to talk about the songs you just heard and a little bit about how nice it was today. It was so pretty out. It was an amazing day. You know, it was 70 degrees outside. Do you know what I did today? I did my class outside, and then the Wi-Fi stopped working about a million times, but it wasn't because I was outside. It was just because there was something wrong with Zoom or the Tufts Wi-Fi. I don't know. So this man, Robert Devine, was just screaming in my ears for about an hour. And then I said, you know what? That's enough of that. This lecture is recorded anyway. I'm going to go sit with the other people who are currently in this class and talk to them and commiserate about how much we all mutually hate it and how we have an exam coming up next week and how we're going to meet and have fun studying together. So if you are one of those people and you're listening to this, I probably aren't, but if you are, thank you for listening. And I'm excited to see you on Sunday at 11 a.m., not 10:30, like was the original plan. 11. It'll be great. It'll be really fun. So as for the songs you just heard, you heard Here's to the Prom Queen, which I already talked a little bit about. Wasn't that a fun song? I really liked that song. And then you heard My Body by Claude and Del Watergap, and talked a little bit about Del Watergap last week. But Del Watergap, now I can reveal the story, because this is Maddie's story to tell, but she's already had her show, so hence the story has already been revealed. But Maddie, basically, who is my friend slash sweetmate, she basically DM'd on Instagram direct message Del Watergap and said, hey, would you be willing to do an interview with me for my class? And do you know what? This man said yes. And so she did an interview with him for the class, and it was fantastic. It was greatly written. The socks were knocked off of the teacher and everyone in the class. And then she texted him and said, hey, S. Holden Jaff, which is his name, but it's also Del Watergap is the band slash solo project name. So I'm going to call him Del. She said, hey, Del, I did the reading of the paper in class and it went really well. And this man texted her back so fast that she didn't even have time to get out the second text that she was going to send, because he was like, oh my god, that's so cool, that's so great. So Maddie is now our link to the music industry, and she's also interviewing an artist who I love very much and I will be playing later tonight on the radio, and I'm very excited for that interview, and I will tell you more about that, about that very special artist, when we get to that point. And so, yes, then you heard, yes, so yeah, My Body by Claude and Del Watergap, as I just said, can't repeat it again, but that song was a little inappropriate, and I'm very sorry that I did not pre-vet it as well as I probably should have, but you know, these things happen. And then you heard Hold On by Weston Estate, and Weston Estate, as I've talked about many times, is a boy band from Raleigh, North Carolina, and this was their newest single that they dropped last week, I think last Friday, and it's grown on me. I really do like it, and I will always play whatever they drop. I really support them. I think they're great. I've been with them since they had 10,000 streams on their songs, which is not a lot compared to what they have now. Like, let me check them out real quick. Yeah, their biggest song, Cotton Candy, has over 5.1 million streams. So that's pretty good. Pretty impressive. So next up, you're going to be hearing Susie Dramas, which is an Elton John song that my lovely, lovely, lovely friend slash sweetmate Aaliyah suggested to me to play, because I gave her a choice to play an Elton John song, and she said, of course, I'm going to give you one. So she gave me two songs to choose from, and one was I Think I'm Going to Be a Teenage Heartthrob, maybe is the title. I don't remember. I don't have it in front of me. And the other one was Susie Dramas, and I really liked both of them, but I went with the first of the choices, Susie Dramas, so I'm excited to be playing it tonight. Goes in with the 70s to appease the rents, and it appeases my ears as well. I'm going to be blasting it in the studio, a little air guitar, as always.
wide awake in the lobby of a hotel casino. An advertiser somewhere I wanted to be. The oxygen was choking like death grips around me. I even thought I couldn't be sadder than that. I am. Put our hand in my pocket, walk away. Put our hand in my pocket, walk away. Love me to death, but don't give me anything. Oh yeah. Love me to death, but don't give me anything. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Love me to death, but don't give me anything. The elderly was playing a version of your song. I asked them they could play anything else, but they don't. I sing along and laugh just in case of the upset. Everything was blurry so I couldn't see, thankfully.
Happy. just wait until sunrise. Yeah, I could die tonight. Feelings you offer, guess I'll just suffer. Yeah, I could die tonight. You're living, you're learning, the tables are turning, and it just feels right. I'm praying I'll make it to Friday.
Back to me. You know, it happens. I'm on the radio. I should talk a little bit, right? Okay, so you just heard High School by Chloe Lilac, and I was just texting Maddie about this, and she said, I like the song a lot, and I said, me too, and I heard it for the first time the other day, and it was quite an accident, because I meant to play High School by Umi, which is a song I've played on the radio before, and this accidentally played instead. I clicked the wrong High School on the Spotify search, and I was like, darn, this one slaps. I really like it. So I just kind of went with it, and I added it to the radio playlist. I really like to play songs that I haven't heard that much, but of course that I've vetted already to make sure they're appropriate. They don't have any cuss words. I think it's just kind of fun. I think it's important to kind of keep it spicy, keep it fresh in my own head, because if I play the same music that I've heard all the time, it just gets a little boring, you know? But I do that for other songs. Like the next few songs I'm about to play, which are Plans by Maud Latour, which is my girl. If you know me, you know I love Maud, and I've been playing her a lot. And Maddie, actually, back to Maddie. I'm talking about her a lot, but Maddie, she is going to be interviewing Miss Maud Latour in the next couple weeks for... For the Tufts Daily, but I was about to say our class, because she sent her a DM in the lines of Del Water Gap to be able to interview, and she replied after the assignment was due, but, you know, she's still going to be able to do it. She said, sure, why not? Let me give you my manager's contact info. So Miss Maddie's going to be interviewing her. She's just getting all the cool interviews. Maybe I should have sent some out, too, like that, but... You know, I'm just going to be sitting on the floor, and you think that's an exaggeration, but I will literally be sitting on the floor during this interview that will be taking place. So I want to see Maud, I want to hear her voice, and it's just going to happen. I'm just going to be there. So you'll be hearing Plans by Miss Maud Latour. I've never played this song on the radio before, so I'm excited for you to hear it. And then a little Killer Queen by Queen, and then some Ella Jane, who is our favorite Tufts queen, you know, favorite freshman, the only cool freshman in the world. And you will be hearing those three songs. Then I will be reading you a PSA and check in. Probably some other funky, crazy story will just arrive in my brain, and I'll spew that out to you guys as well.
Let me cancel all of my plans to be alone with you. She keeps Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine. Beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price. Insatiable and appetite. Wanna try? Oh, 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 oh. To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China. She might have been again incidentally in me that way. Perfume came naturally from Paris. Naturally. Because she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen. Gunpowder gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class. You're absolutely dry.
Honestly, I'm kind of burned out. I've been waiting so long. I guess I've just been watching your mouth. Try to form the words of a love song. And honey, will you sing it for me? Get it stuck inside my head. Cutting letters out of a magazine. I'll write myself a ransom love note instead. It's kind of my fault. I've been wasting my time, but I would rather watch you from miles away than be a little closer and bored and blind. And when I'm looking at you, everything disappears and loving gets a little bit lonelier. But loneliness was never my biggest fear. Well,
Cause right now it's sitting in your basement, hidden in the back with some stolen art.
Darn it, you guys just interrupted me in the middle of drawing a frog on the wall. That is a literal statement that I am currently undertaking. There was a Sharpie, and I was like, you know what? I saw a TikTok about how to draw a frog, and I want to try it. And there's graffiti everywhere, and you're actually encouraged to write on the wall. So that is the thing that I'm currently doing. I'm drawing a frog on a log on the wall. So it's very exciting, you know? I have to finish his eyes and his little nose, and then he's going to be cute. He's going to be good. Add some details. And so you just heard Plans by Miss Maud Latour. That was first. And isn't that a great song? It's just fantastic. I love Maud. I love Plans. I think it's a sleeper song. It, I think, will be more... Yes, Catherine, I can teach you how to draw a frog. I just saw your text come through. But I think it will be more appreciated as she grows, and I'm positive that she will grow, and Maddie's article will definitely contribute to her growth. And then you heard Killer Queen. Can't go wrong with some Killer Queen by Queen, of course. And that's just a fantastic song. It's upbeat. It's fun. You can jam to it. Air guitar, of course. It's one of the best guitar moments in literally any song ever. Queen's guitarist is... phenomenal. He is world renowned, and of course it's good. Like, who am I to say it's good? I don't know anything. I don't even know how to play a chord. So, and then you heard Bored and Blind by Ella Jane, which is a very, very, very near and dear girl to our hearts here at Tufts University. As I said earlier, she's a freshman, and guess what? She just got signed to a label. It's called Fader, and it is stacked with the likes of Claro, who is another indie pop artist who is really grown. She's one of the most popular indie pop artists, and she's kind of a meme now because everyone's like, oh, you listen to Claro, that's lame, you know? It's just like, it's like you're one of those indie people. So she's like so popular that she's not cool anymore. Is that the goal? I don't know. Maybe it is because you're making money. So next up, you'll be hearing some other songs, some Remy Wolf, one of my favorite artists, and a little bit more Claude, and then a little bit of a surprise for my mother coming up, and then I'll be finishing after the surprise with some Harry Styles. But before I do any of that, and before I get back to drawing my frog, I am going to read you a PSA. So get ready. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new, global perspectives on arts and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. Parentheses, I don't know if it's like this during COVID, but it will be at July when Joe Biden says everything will be fine. End parentheses. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Edigman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville/Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That was my little official voice at the end there, if you caught that. So, that was fun. And I decided to use that PSA because, actually, not tomorrow, but the next day, on Saturday, we will be going to the Isabella Stort Gardner Museum, which I'm very excited to go to because it's going to be so beautiful. I've never been. And it's also the location of the greatest art heist in American history. So, just my little history nerd inside me, I'm freaking out about that. So, that'll be really fun, really exciting. And so, yes, I will be playing Overnight by Claude next, and then the surprise song for my mother, and then a little Harry Styles. And I will check in with you one more time before the hour is out, and I might play a bonus song after that because, you know, it's 8:46. I've been a little speedier than expected, you know? Sometimes I get bored of songs, so I fade them out a little too quickly. We'll see what happens. You never know. Just, it's always changing on the live radio.
No. Oh, man. Tell the label.
No eat, no sleep, no key. Lost him in the street. And no, I can't see without you. I'm but to follow you into any room. Cause I can't hear without you.
Gets weird when you talk about it.
Instagram, the photos of my toes on my OnlyFans, and visuals in these frames look better than the ones that she posted on Facebook. I'm ready when you wanna point that, shoot that, pop that Polaroid, that screw that, chop that, lean that, that only happened in my wildest dreams. We talk about and listen to behind the screens, and I be trying to stream consciousness. Baby, you be trying to stream songs like this. I told you I just want to remember this. I told you I be trying to create memories, but everybody around me wanna check. Only thing that keep me out of the bag, full of that white, or that bottle full of that red, is photos on my desk. Only thing that keep me out of my head when I'm in bed is the photos on the wall back when we had it all. So I be trying to keep track of it, catch it and it vanish like a magic trick. Especially when you was on Zans. Hopefully I don't even understand that. Another stanza, my after my homie managing, making shit that they paying us. I'm just a natural when it comes to picking the plans up, and I'm only 25 G's. Tell that bitch to take a picture for the photo ID.
Yeah. There's so much that we need to share, so send a smile and show you care. I'll give a little bit of my life for you. So give a little.
I know, I hate me too. I have to fade it out. I have 30 seconds before the next show. They're getting more strict about it. So I've got to sign off and tell a quick story. So I made my frog. It was great. It was beautiful. And I realized that it was right next to Maddie and Pete's when they came in and covered my the radio show that Peter and I did last year. And yeah, it was there. It says Maddie and Pete 3/10/20. So that was 366 days ago. And I made the frog next to them subconsciously. So, so sweet. So love it so much. And this is Ava on air. And you're listening to 91.5 WFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Have a great night. And I will see you next week. And I am over my time. And I love you guys. And goodbye.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.